Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Vinyl Record Day. It's also National Middle Child Day. And last but not least, it is National Julianne Fries Day. I think we would call those shoestring fries. Maybe. They have the problem with I like shoestring fries because there's a lot of crunch. And I do love a lot of crunch. With my anytime I'm having, as you guys know, it's been told by many different podcasters out there, Adam has very particular needs and wants when it comes to eating. And one of them is, when I eat a sandwich, I need something pretty much starchy and crispy. Both. I've never said starchy. This is the first time I'm saying it, but it really needs to be a potato or corn. So it needs to be like a corn chip or a potato chip or fries or, you know, waffle fries or shoestring fries or something like that. Something crunchy. If I'm really stuck without anything, I can eat crackers, and those are crunchy, but they're, my preference is something potato or corn based. So when I eat a burger, I love to have shoestring fries. They're very crispy. But the problem is, we usually pick up food and bring it home, and those shoestring fries, within the 5 minutes it takes to get home, lose their crisp. They lose their crisp very quick. So you almost need to eat that in the store. And yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. Let's look and see if we have any contact. I'm going to contact management here. I'm going to sync the messages and just look. We have nothing, but I know for a fact we do have a voicemail. So I'm going to go to Gmail. It came in through Gmail. And so let's go ahead and have a listen to that. I'll pull it up here.
What's with all the shade on the gadgets here? Yeah. I have a Rodecaster Pro 2. I had a Rodecaster Pro 2 forever. In fact, this isn't even my first Rodecaster Pro 2 because I spilled water on one of them and had to replace it. So, and now I have a cover, which clearly says Rodecaster Pro 2. Don't go like dissing my stuff here. I have the exact same mixer you do, the exact same one.
Well, for some reason,
not the exact same because it's the same model.
For some reason,
we don't share a mixer. Like we don't FedEx them back and forth.
Yes,
but yeah, stop it. Just stop it.
Okay. Well, that was Daniel Brewer, for those of you who don't know who it is, because my listeners don't like to say who they are, apparently. But anyway, I mentioned his mixer, and his mixer has been having problems. He had to reboot it Friday. It rebooted itself. Like, he just tried to connect the Bluetooth, and it just crashed and rebooted itself. The past couple of months, he's been getting robot-y on me, which the only way to fix that is to reboot the mixer. So it's just, there have been little things that have happened. I'm not dissing his mixer. Daniel, I'm not dissing your mixer. However, it does seem like it's worn down faster than mine because mine doesn't seem to have those problems. It's funny because when I first got my Rodecaster 1, I was having click issues with like clicky, like weird stuff in the audio and whatever, and it would need to be rebooted and things like that when I got the first one. But the Rodecaster 2 has been really solid. I haven't really, as far as I know, I haven't had any issues with the Rodecaster Pro 2. And the video, the Rodecaster video has been, the only issues with it is occasionally it'll lock up and you need to restart it, but it's just like a computer crashing or something like that. So I haven't really had that many issues with it. I'm hoping they put out a new version of Rodecaster video that's more advanced, has more inputs and stuff like that. I don't need it, but I want it. I want it. All right. So what did I do? So yesterday I pretty much worked on the project for the podcasting application that I'm building. And Daniel and I got together and we did a little testing session. And so he gave me a few more requirements, but also there were a couple of things I needed to fix. And so I've been working on that. That's really what I've been working on, but it's good for me because it's really given me something that I'm enjoying working on. And I am spending a lot of time on it, which Mark is like, oh my gosh, why are you spending so much time on this? Because to him, working on the computer is work. But to me, it's fun. And I get really engrossed and I get in that flow state where you're in a flow state and you're accomplishing stuff and you're enjoying it and all of that. So I think it's good, you know, and I can use it. Well, my hope is, again, that I can use it as part of my resume when I start applying for jobs again. So I don't know quite how I'm going to do that because it's not a job, but it is. I'm going to open source it, I think. Or do that thing where you open source it, but other people can't make money off of it. I think there's a version of open source for that. Because maybe I want to productize it at some point. I don't know. How many podcasters out there need this kind of tool? Or how many podcasters are there? And B, how many of them need a tool like this and would pay? Because it's not worth it if just one or two podcasters use it. It's not really worth it. I would need to make a living off of it for it to be, you know, for it to be worth it. Well, maybe not, but I would need to make at least vacation money, enough money to go on vacations in order to make it worth it, I think. So I don't know. All right. Well, we were on, so I did that and we had steak for dinner last night, watched some Big Brother. Nothing major there. And then today I got up and mowed the front yard first thing. I've been splitting the front and backyard so I just don't have to spend as long on it each day. So I mowed the front yard and then tomorrow I'm going to mow the backyard. So I'll let you guys know about that. But it went fine. There was no major. I edged. I've started using the weed eater to edge. I don't do as good of a job with the weed eater because some spots look a little jagged because the edger has a guide that you can't go over out of bounds or whatever you want to say. But the weed eater, when I use that, it's just free form. And so sometimes I go a little bit too close to the grass or whatever, and it bites out a piece of the lawn. And it looks good. I mean, it looks fine, but there are some little jaggedy areas where but I'm getting better at it. So one day I won't even, because the edger is just not working anymore. And the weed eater is doing a really good job. It's just that I have to be really good at being, you know, going in a straight line, basically. All right, so let's go to cruise day 5. We were supposed to go to Cabo Rojo, but it was canceled due to wind. They couldn't dock for some reason, so we had another sea day. We slept in. When Mark got back from the gym, because he went to work out, we got ready and went to breakfast in the main dining room. Breakfast was fine. We got a Filipino waiter. Mark likes it when we get Filipino waiters because he can talk to them in Tagalog, and he thinks he gets better service. Maybe he does. I don't know. We went to morning trivia. We tied for first place, and I won the tiebreaker. So we won. This says our third trivia. I know we won 5 total, but this says we won our third trivia. So we won again. Next was airport code. Next was... good grief. Next was Name That Tune. Divas, but they had both English and Spanish songs, so we had no chance. We really had no chance. Then it was airport codes, and Mark was determined that we were going to win that one. He studied, he was quizzing me beforehand, and we won. We got a lot of them. We did a really good job. We're good with airport codes. After that, we went to a game show called Battle of the Sexes. It was hosted by Alberto. he is the best one at translating for sure into English. We only watched. We didn't really participate. Then we went to lunch in the main dining room. Again, we got Filipino servers. And there was a boy that was choking. And it was such a... It was such a dramatic thing. The mom was screaming. He's okay. He's okay. He was saved. Someone did the Heimlich maneuver on him and he was fine. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.